朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
有两个原因，第一，可能你不常向人讲你自己得救的经历。
Maybe there are two reasons. One is you don't often share your experience with others.
第二就是有可能你真的没有什么改变。
The second one is you truly haven't changed much.
有人信主二三十年，他都没有什么改变。
Yeah, many people have believed for 20 or 30 years haven't changed much.
基督徒应当是一个不断成长的人。
Being Christian means you are continuously growing.
因为我们是从旧人变成新人，这是一个不断转换的人生。
Because we turn ourselves, our old self to a new self, it is a continuing process.
成圣是一个过程，如果我们不改变，那我们的灵命则不进则退。
The process of sanctification is a continuous one. If we don't change, we go back or fall back.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's all bow and pray.
主，我们打开你的话，我们也求主的灵打开我们的心。
Oh Lord, when we open your words and we ask Spirit to open our heart.
愿你的话借着圣灵的光照进我们内心。
May your words and shed the light of Holy Spirit and then shed on our hearts.
给我们里面的一个渴慕的心能以满足。
Give us our thirsty heart to be filled.
暂时放下这世上所有的思虑烦恼。
So let's forget all the worries of this world.
让我们专心在你的面前。
And let us focus on you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
以弗所书四章二十节，我们一起来念一遍。来，你们学了基督，却不是这样。那么不是这样是怎样？
And here's what if not this way, what is the way?
前面的两节经文啊，我们一起来念，请存虚妄的心行事，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。一个基督徒如果不学基督，就学世界。
If it's a Christian, you don't learn from God, from Christ, you should learn from the world.
因为我们不在基督里，就在哪里？
If we're not in Christ,
世界里。
If we're not in Christ, we're in the world.
这个世界是魔鬼掌权的。
And this world is governed by Satan.
他要用各样的方法来抓住我们的心，把我们远带开向着神。
And he used all kind of means to grasp us and give us away from God.
那这里讲到一个人，如果他活在世界里的三种状况。
And here describes the way that people live in this world.
第一，存虚妄的心。
And first one is having this vanity in their mind.
什么是虚妄？
What's the desire for things?
这个世界的东西都是短暂的。
And everything is temporary is in this world.
那我们不管在这个世上得到多少的东西，当我们离开的时候，一样都带不走。
No matter how much you gain in this world, when you die, you can't take anything away.
即便是你拥有纽约上海最多的房地产，你最后也只有三尺乘六尺那么大。
And no matter how much real estate you own in Shanghai or New York, when you die, you only own a box or 3x6.
所以这世上的东西终必是虚荣。
And everything is vanity.
第二就是无知刚硬。
Second one is ignorant and hardness.
人的心 都是追求物质的享受。
And our body and heart then pursue the material things.
因为我们的灵是被忽略的。
Because we forget our heart and soul.
所以人不认识神是指的他的灵是没有作用。
And if you don't know God, that means your spirit is not functioning.
不但对神无知，而且是十分的刚硬。
And because you're ignoring God, ignorance, and then your heart is hardened.
那我们向人传福音，就会回想起自己以前的光景。
When we share gospel with others, we remember when we were on that state.
那时也以为信耶稣是一种迷信。
And then we all used to think that being a believer is a religious thing.
有的父母对孩子们说，你们去美国不要去教会哦，要不然的话你上当就浪费时间。
And many parents tell their children, when you go to the States to study, don't waste your time and just going pursuing.
但他们不知道，他们的孩子一天到晚都把时间花在打游戏上。
But they don't know that their kids are already spending all time on the games.
人不但是虚妄的心、无知、刚硬，同时是放纵私欲。
And then, not only being vanity and ignorant, they had this lust for heart.
就是行污秽、肮脏的事情。
Being doing impure things.
后现代的人干脆把污秽的事说成是正常。
And then nowadays, the people consider those things the normal things.
叫人可以大胆的去做。
And they encourage people to do that boldly.
好像一个父亲就责备他的儿子。
And like a father and admonish his son.
他说你怎么看这些网上的色情的东西？
And how do you watch all these porn sites on the net?
以前我们看 Playboy 杂志都是躲在床棉被底下看。
And then in our times, we hid under our blankets to read the Playboy.
把这一些污秽肮脏的事情变成是正常。
And we use all these impurity things as a normal.
有一幅画把人的心清楚地描绘出来。
That's an image that describes the heart of humans now very clearly.
如果我们用放大镜去看人的心，就看出里面种种的不义。
If you expand that view, you will see there's many unrighteousness.
孔雀代表人的骄傲。
And the peacock represents the pride.
豺狼代表人的诡诈。
And then the hyena means the tricky part.
毒蛇代表人的邪恶欺骗。
And then the snake represents the lies in there.
猪代表人的懒惰。
And then the pig represents the laziness.
老虎代表人的凶暴。
And then the tiger representing the violence.
有位妻子说，你别看我丈夫斯斯文文的，他发起脾气来骂的连狗都觉得难听。
And then some wife says, don't look at that. My husband looks like fine gentleman, but when he gets angry, he say curses and is even dog couldn't stand him.
真的，他的家狗，家里面的狗一听主人发脾气就躲起来。
And then that's true. He's the dogs of his home and will hide away when her husbands get angry.
我家没有养狗啊。
I don't have a dog.
罗马书六章二十三节说，罪的工价就是死。
Romans 6:23 says the wager of sin is death.
但是我们信了主的人应当不一样。
And for us believers, we should be different from this.
在我们里面有主耶稣的新生命。
And inside us, we have a new life of Christ in us.
所以保罗说，你们学了基督却不是这样。
And that's why Paul says, if we learn his way, and you are not no longer that.
我们来念第二十一节，请。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，这个世上只有一个真理，就是神的真理。
And in this world, there is only one truth, God's truth.
人以为的真理，一则是出于神的真理。
And the man's truth is
如果不是是神的真理，就是假的真理。
And if not God's truth, that's a false.
所以这个世界上充满了假的宗教。
And there's a lot of fake religions.
人都渴望真理。
And everybody hunger for truth.
你说不，很多年轻人只顾着吃喝玩乐，追求享受。
And many young people just seek hedonism.
但是他们受到了挫折之后。
But then when they face difficulties.
失业、失学、失恋、失去健康，他们就会想到需要神。
They lose jobs and lost health and lost the love, and they will seek God.
到那个时候才来寻求真理，那何必呢？为什么要等呢？
And why bother to wait until that moment to seek God?
人追求真理是有一个过程的。
When the people seek for truth, there's a process.
最重要的就是人的心，人的心智。
And the most important part is the mind and the heart.
有些基督徒以为福音那就是指着接受耶稣基督信耶稣。
And people many think that hearing gospel is just simply receiving Christ.
但那个只是起头而已啊。
But that's just the beginning.
好像你到学校住了册，你要上学。
Now, just like you enroll in a school program and you have to go to school.
福音乃是指的神的真理，是包括一切人与神的关系。
And then the gospel includes that you have everything related you and with God.
这一个关系是维系在活在耶稣基督里。
But the important part is of this relationship is that you live in God.
所以保罗说，神的福音是讲到神的儿子耶稣基督。
And Paul says that the true gospel is related to his son Christ.
如果我们成为真基督徒，我们就是要继续不断的要活在基督里。
And to be a Christian, you continue to live in Christ.
首先，我们应当在神的话上面下功夫。
And first, we have to study hard on His word.
因为神的话跟神的灵是神给人恩典的两个管道。
And because His word and His spirit.There's two channels that communicate with God.
圣经告诉我们，神的圣灵不会离开神的话去感动人的。
And the Bible tells us that His Spirit won't leave His Word to touch people.
耶稣说，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And God, Jesus says, the word I said is the Spirit.
所以第一，我们应当养成每日读神的话这种习惯。
Therefore, we should create this habit studying the word every single day.
第二，我们应当参加主日的崇拜。
Second, we should go to Sunday worship.
我们从牧者对神的话的体会，能够吸收更有营养的属灵物质。
We can absorb more useful nutrient words from the sermons from pastors.
第三，我们应当参加主日学和查经班。
And third, we should go and join the Bible studies and fellowship group.
一方面有系统的读神的话，另一方面可以跟弟兄姐妹分享我们读经的心得。
So we can have a way to systematically study the word and share fellowship with our fellow Christians.
第四，我们要接受把握机会，接受特别的训练。
And fourth, we need to take the opportunity and to receive the special training.
我们教会提供许多的训练。
And our churches provide such many of such trainings.
三元的传福音训练。
EE training.
神学的训练。
Theological
training.
Theological training.
小组长的训练。
And the leadership.
门徒的训练。
And discipleship.
恩爱夫妻营的训练。
The married couple.
还有去基督福音基督工人中心的训练。
And we Christian
Christian witness center.
Witness centers training.
那现在我们又开一个基督生平的课程。
And now we open a new course for Christian's life.
Christ's life. 这个是非常重要的课程。
And this is very important course.
因为我们有四本福音书，我们读的时候总是觉得福音书之间不太一样。
And we have four. Gospel books, and they are slightly different.
所以我们对主耶稣的认识都不够全面。
And then we don't get the pictures, whole pictures of Christ.
基督生平这个课程，非常的仔细编排的。
And this course is very detailed, organized.
他很有次序的把四卷福音书跟使徒行传连在一起。
And he connected all these four books with the books of Acts.
只有你上过了这个课程的话，你才能够对讲解福音书有一个清楚的。
Only after taking this course, you will have a clear picture of this four gospel.
我的祷告跟盼望是希望教会里每一位弟兄姐妹都能够接受三元福音跟基督耶稣生平的训练。
My hope and my prayer is that every single of brothers and sisters will take this course and then EE training.
真理的追求是透过听神的话，接受神的话。
The pursuit of truth is to listen God's word.
然后我们去默想，去消化，在我们的心灵中内化它。
And after you meditate on His words, you internalize His word.
然后我们可以实践，去做到我们的生活中。
And then we can implement in our daily lives.
感谢主，这一次我有机会。被普世丰盛宣道学院邀请去俄国宣道。
Thanks God for this opportunity to be called to go to a mission in Russia.
在莫斯科我认识了这一对潘牧师夫妇。
And then in Moscow I met this Pastor Pan and his wife.
他们两个人一起在莫斯科牧养教会。
And they together a pastor a church in Moscow, Russia.
他们本来是从中国东北到俄国去做生意的。
Originally they from Dongbei China and to went to Russia to do business.
王永信牧师到俄国传福音，他们信了主。
And Pastor Wang have an evangelistic meeting in Russia and they accept the Lord.
后来他们把所有自己的东西都奉献出来，在莫斯科的市区一个办公楼的地下室买了一个聚会的地点。
And they offer out all his their belongings and purchase a small shop in downtown and then use for as a church.
一个不显眼很小的地方，但是在那里就开始了莫斯科的基督华人教会。
In a very unassuming place, and they start their work.
对不起，我讲话有问题啊。莫斯科华人基督教会。
And the Moscow Chinese Christian Church.
那里的弟兄姐妹分成两类。
And there the brothers and sisters attending the church has two types.
一类是做小生意的生意人。
And one type is engaging a small business.
他们多半在批发市场销售这些中国带来的衣服用品。
And then they go to the warehouse market and share the products of China.
另外一类呢，就是到俄国留学的中国学生。
And the other group is made up of students who went to Russia to study.
光是莫斯科就有30多个学校，有13000名中国的留学生。
And then in Moscow, there was 30 universities, colleges, and about 15,000 students, Chinese students.
他们读完多半是要回国的，因为在俄国留下来是很难的。
And most of them, when they finish their studies, they will have to return to China because it's difficult to remain there.
所以潘牧师夫妇他们很辛苦的传福音做主的工。
And Pastor Pan and his wife will labor very hard to do this work.
他们没有练过什么书，也都没有受过完整的教育。
They haven't been trained formally.
他们完全自修，很渴慕神的话。
And they do self-study and has hunger for God's word.
一有机会就装备自己。
And then they use all the opportunity to equip themselves.
在俄国是很不自由的，连网络都受到限制。
It's not a free society. The internets are under control.
但是他们都完成了基本的教牧课程。
And they all finished the courses online.
今天我们在自由的世界里，我们不觉得接受装备有什么了不起。
And here we live in this free world, we don't give too much value to being equipped.
我们在教会开培训的课程，拜托这个，拜托那个来参加，也没人参加。
And we offer courses and we plead to people and nobody won't come.
有一天，如果我们带着糊里糊涂的脑袋去见主。
And one day we go face the Lord with our boggled mind.
主耶稣要说：“你这又饿又懒的仆人，凡有的还要加给你，但是凡没有的，连你所有的也要夺去。”
And the Lord says, "All these lazy workers, and the ones that are able will get more, and for those lazy ones will not get."
接下去二十二节，我们一起来念，请。就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。旧人就是我们里面的思想、情感跟意志。
And the old self is the one that being trapped in our lust and impurities.
It's our thoughts, emotions. And determination.这一些是我们魂里的活动原本的性情。
And this is our original nature.
那这些受到后天的教育、环境的影响，都是偏爱这个世界。
And all this is our old self is biased and tempted by this world.
圣经是倾向于有原罪的性善说。
And
性善说就是人的本性是善良的，但是有原罪。
Oh, we believe that the human started as innocent, and we don't have the original sin.
But with original sin, 就是有原罪的性善说，就是说每个人都有犯罪的倾向。
And we have an original sin because we have a tendency to commit sin.
可是我们仍然有神造我们的形象那本来的良善。
But we still have original the image to being good.
The image of God, which is good. 那这个表现在良心上。
And this is only reflected in the conscience.
所以孟子说，恻隐之心，人皆有之。
And Mons says, to suspect people, everybody should have it.
在罗马书三章十节说，没有义人，连一个也没有。
And then Romans 3:15 says, there's no good person, there's none.
3:10这个就是说，我们人活在这个世界上都学坏了。
And that means there's everyone is being becomes an evil.
因为这个世界是被撒旦所掌握的。
Because this world is controlled by Satan.
所以人的良心失去了那个功能。
And so the conscience lost its function.
受到了迷惑。
And being fooled.
就跟从这个世界的想法。
So they follow the trends of this world.
现代人的想法是要容忍。
And the current thinking is to tolerate.
容忍是一种美德，但是没有原则的容忍就是放纵。
And tolerate is a virtue, but without a guiding principle is a...
我们应当对于性别混乱的人同情。
And we should have passions... empathies to
those who confused in the sexual orientation.
但是呢，
你要强迫别人也要去接受同性恋的婚姻，那就是背离了真道。
But it's contrary to the truth, the right things to force everybody to accept this practice.
同性的婚姻
same sex marriage.
第二就是我们都是变坏了。
And the second thing is we all becomes evil.、Weak.
因为人的本性如水趋下流，要变好难，变坏容易。
And because the nature of man is just like a water falling gravity is going always downward. It's very hard to go back.
我们才会看到在短短的24个小时 El Paso Dayton 有34个人就这样子被杀害。
So there you can, we can see that within 24 hours, 34 people were murdered in two mass shootings.
那年轻人如果从小就在那里玩枪击的游戏，很容易就会觉得杀人是一种娱乐。
And the young people are created to play with this kind of games. They killing people is no longer a bad thing.
所以你看这个旧的人是多么容易受到迷惑而变坏的。
So the old self is so easy to be tempted and fooled.
自从 Columbine 这一个事件发生到现在，这种大量杀人活动增加了一倍。
And since Columbine's mass shooting, these events happens many many folds.
在哥罗西书三章九节说：“不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去了旧人和旧人的行为，穿上新人。”脱去旧人说起来是很容易，但是真正要脱去不容易。
And then Colossians 3 says, "Put off the old self with this practice, but this is very easy said than done."
就说光光说是撒谎这件事情吧。
Well, just mentioned that just about lying.
我们成长的过程当中，环境容许我们说小谎来逃避责任。
And then upon our environment of growing up, if there's a possibility of saying small lies to cover our wrongs.
美国受到清教徒的影响，所以大致说来，比较诚实，美国人。
And then in America, due to the influences of Puritans, in overall, peoples are honest.
所以去市场买东西，你可以自行取物，然后付钱。
And you can go to places and self-service and pay accordingly.
很多文化其实都是行不通的，很多文化中，包括俄国。
And then in many cultures, this practice doesn't work.
这一些外国人这些不诚实的文化也。随着移民带入了美国社会。
Many foreigners due to the immigration to these new countries and they bring all these bad practices.
所以这个shoplifting 就是随顺手牵羊这样子的习惯在购物中心就变得越来越普遍。
Yeah, so in many market centers and the shoplifting acts are very common.
根据 Walmart 的这一个调查，这个顺手牵羊是他们第一要面对的药物。
According to a survey of Walmart, the shoplifting is one of the top of
最严重的地区是在 Tampa 这个城市里面的 Walmart 的一个月有超过100件这样的案件。
And then the worst occurrences in one of the store is in Tampa, Florida.And then daily events about 100 incidents happens in that store.
现在呢 ，Costco、Walmart 都装满了摄像头。
And then all this Costco and Walmart they fill with the surveillance systems.
所以摄像头不是中国的权力特权呢、啊， so, 不是中国的。那在美国也是 ，Walmart 到处都有的。
Not only in China, but also in the states, so we all have all cameras.
如果你们要去尝试一下，第一次25块钱以下哈，可以免坐牢，但是可以上课的啊。
Well, you can try to do shoplifting, taking a minor under $25 just don't get you to jail, but give you a lecture.
那脱去旧人这个道理我们都懂。
How to put off the old self?
这个实践起来不容易。
And how do you change this practice?
我看夫妻基督徒的夫妇之间常常为一些事吵得彼此伤害，造成了儿女对婚姻的恐惧。
And we can see this happening so between marriages, couples and Christian families, and then causing their children to be fear of getting married.
他们长大了以后，甚至 的怀疑信仰的真实。
And then even cause them to doubt their faith.
这就是我们自己没有活出新的生命来。
That's because we ourselves haven't lived out as the new Christian.
我们没有脱下这个旧人。
We didn't put it off the old self.
怎么样脱下？这里告诉我们说，我们一起来念。又要叫你们的心智改换一新，脱去旧人的关键在新的转换。
And then the main thing here is the mind has been transformed.
如果人的心不改变，光靠外表的学习，那是做不到的。
And without your mind and heart and just practicing on it doesn't work.
最好的例子就是戒毒所，政府办的戒毒所。
And just the best example of this is the centers for recovery of addictions.
有一份资料显示，在国内这个年轻人吸毒的问题越来越严重。
And then the survey shows that the problem of the addiction is a serious one.
所以国内政府建了很多。戒毒所
，and we have a lot of centers for recovery.
父母把孩子们送到那里去接受电击、理疗了各种的代用品。
So the parents send all their children to be recovering to the centers and through different treatments.
最后成功率不到10%，那意思说十个人出来有九个又回去吸毒。
And the successful rate is less than 10%. That means 10 people go.Get out of that centers and 9 falls back.
我在武汉就有一位母亲把她的女儿带来培训班，希望我能够为她祷告。
And then one of the ladies in my one of the training sessions wanted to bring the prayer to for her daughter.
她的女儿以前也信主，后来交了不好的朋友，就染上了毒瘾。
And then her daughter.And became addicted, and even though she was a Christian,
她进进出出戒毒所很多次
and she went in and out many times to the centers.
他们给她服用美沙酮，就是代替海洛因
and they give you substitute drugs to take.
她整个人20多岁，看起来跟她母亲的年龄一样。
And then she was merely 20 years old, but she looks just like her mother.
看非常的可怜。
And it was very sad.
我问她要不要信耶稣。
So I asked her, want to accept Jesus.
她说吸毒是我自己的选择。
She refuses because she said being on the drug is my choice.
她说你看我妈妈迷信有什么好处。
And they said, well, look at my mother. She's
一家人非常的痛苦。
And then it's very sad in the family.
我知道我没有办法帮助他，因为他的心向着神是关闭的。
Because I know I cannot help her because her heart is closed to God.
改变必须从心开始。
To change really have to start from heart.
罗马书十二章第二节，我们一起来念。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。Romans 12:2， 心意变新，这个就是不去效法这世界的潮流。
Here is being transformed by the renewal of your mind.
这是从一个决心开始，就是我要照着神的意思。不照着世人的意思。
This it started with a choice to be made that I wanted to follow God's.
因为人首先要意识到自己生活在罪的捆绑中。
At first, one has to realize that you are on the bondage of sins.
所以一个人不觉得发脾气是一个坏的事情，他永远不会改的。
If you don't, one doesn't realize that being angry is asBeginning a sin, it will not ever change.
如果你觉得这世上的你喜欢的还是这些潮流，那你喜欢看连续剧，你喜欢追求物质的享受。
But if you follow the conform to this world, And you would like to watch all the soaps and then all programs.
你喜欢玩电脑的游戏，你喜欢打牌、打麻将，你喜欢上网看八卦新闻。
And you can play games, you can mahjong, and then go on net to surf.
你喜欢玩手机玩到半夜三点钟。
And you can look with your cell phones and in the midnight.
你还说啊，这没什么问题，我只要决心不玩，我就可以不玩。
And you can say that's nothing to it. I can once I decide not to do it, I'll stop.
这就好像有人对自己说，这是最后一次吃冰淇淋。
Just like you said, this is my last time to do this.
那我永远不可能脱下旧人的。
And I'll never be able to shed my old self.
因为你跟世人是没有两样。
And you're just like a normal secular person.
心意更新，我们要顺服圣灵在我们里面的引导。
Renew our minds, you have to obey the guidance of the Spirit inside you.
我们要把主权交给耶稣，让圣洁的灵来洁净我们的灵。
And we have to give the control to the Master such that he can mold us.
我们都知道圣灵的感动是可以被拒绝的。
And we know that the move of the Spirit, we can deny them.
但你常常拒绝圣灵的感动，久而久之，你就感觉不到圣灵的感动。
And if you keep doing this, declining the move of the Spirit, after a while, you don't be aware of His.
这就是为什么基督徒跟世人没有分别，是因为已经失去了那个圣灵的能力。
And that's why with the Christians is not unlike any other secular persons, is because we already lost that power.
So, 所以圣灵是常常为我们担忧，为我们祷告，就好像那个母亲天天以泪洗面为她的女儿祷告。
That's why our spirit is always prayer and sad for us, just like that mother was sad and praying for her daughter.
但只要我们肯去顺从圣灵在我们里面的指引，又小小的顺服，你马上就可以看到效果。
Yes, but when we accept that willingly, and then we will see the effect of change immediately.
查验神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意，就是要脱下旧人。
And to discern the good will of God is to shed our old self.
不要去跟从这个世界，不要抵挡圣灵，要查验神的旨意。
And to not to follow the trends, and to follow, and discern, and follow God's will.
所以就是要常常亲近主，去追求真理，保持跟主之间的关系。
The way to do that is to be approached with God every day, close, get closer relationship.
有一个组织叫做晨曦会福音戒读中心。
And there's an organization is a morning.
Operation. Yeah, 就是香港一个牧师叫做陈保罗，他在70年代设立的。
And Paul Chen, Pastor Paul Chen in Hong Kong established this organization.
他找到了一个岛叫做晨曦岛，在岛上办了一个戒毒所。
And he found a place in Down Island, and he established this center.
他就是信靠耶稣的，用福音来帮助人改变自己。
And he relied on God and through the Gospels and to change people.
他就是用三个步骤啊，就是第一，认罪，洗净。
There are three steps in this. The first one is confess, recognize their sins.
第二就是悔改之后做工，做劳力的工。
Second one is once you change it, then you do through working hard labor.
第三，让圣灵充满。
And third one is be filled with the Spirit.
这个组织帮助了许多吸毒者彻底的脱离了毒品。
And this center has helped many addicted to change their lives.
1983年，陈和明牧师把这一个工作介绍到台湾。
And in 1983, he referred this ministry to people in Taiwan.
那在苗栗、在高雄陆续建立了很多戒毒中心。
And there are established several centers in Taiwan.
他们成功的比例是70%，远远的超过政府办的戒毒所。
And their success rate is over 70%, well above exceeding the government 10%.
以后他们陆陆续续的在东南亚、泰国、在美国、加拿大都成立了福音戒毒中心。
And eventually they grow establish more centers in other countries.
福音真是神的大能，能够救一切相信的人。
Gospel is the power, really powerful.
福音可以改变人。
It can change.
俄国是一个很大疆土的国家。
And Russia is a very big country.
从欧洲到亚洲。
And,
大部分的地方都是没有人居住的荒野。
And spanning from Europe all the way to Asia, majority of the places are uninhabited.
90% 的人口都集中在莫斯科到圣彼得堡这一个东欧的地区。
90% of the population concentrated on the region between Moscow and St. Petersburg.
所以莫斯科的这个华人教会在王永信长老牧师设立的时候，就是一个宣道异象的教会。
And so the churches, Chinese churches in Moscow, established by Pastor Wang, was a missionary church.
二十年来，他们在整个西伯利亚俄国的土地上建立了15个以上的教会。
And they across the Siberia in the last 15 years, they established many churches.
除了莫斯科跟圣彼得堡之外，大部分的教会都是做生意的人，变动很大。
And besides the Moscow and St. Petersburg Church, other churches are based on targeting business people. Therefore, there is a very transit pattern.
2015年，因为这个俄国占领了克什米亚，就遭受盟国的制裁，所以经济萎缩。卢币贬值。
And since 2015, because of the invasion, and then there was sanctions, the economy went down, and this.
很多生意越来越难做，所以华人就回国。
And many people face difficulties in doing business, so many have returned.
教会团契有的只有个位数的人在聚会。
And some of the small groups are fall down to a single digit.
但是莫斯科的华人教会，他们就不断的派人到这些小的教会去支持他们，带领他们传福音。
So the Moscow, the churches from Moscow, they always keep sending people to support those smaller groups.
弟兄姐妹，我们应当是一个宣道的教会。
Brothers and sisters, we should be a church of missions.
不在乎我们 Compton Mason, 我们教堂有多少人聚会。
And we don't really count the matter the numbers of people meeting here.
而在乎我们有没有出去传扬基督的福音。
And this is important to know whether we are sent going out to send the missions.
这个是在一个商场附近的华人聚集的地方的聚会，大概有100多人。
Here's a place that's near a marketplace.About 100 people gathers.
他们没有地方聚会，不像我们这里啊，可以借美国人的教堂。他们在俄国都是希腊正教的，是不会借地方给你用的。
And they don't have place to borrow, unlike here, because over there is a Russia, the Greek Orthodox churches, and they don't lend the places for people to meet.
所以他们在商场的附近一个酒店里面租地方来聚会，每个月的租金都要超过$1,000，不便宜的。
And they have to spend more than $1,000 a month to rent a place like a restaurant for a meeting place.
弟兄姐妹，他们学问不高，收入不丰，但是他们爱主的心很深。
They may not be well educated, but their love for Christ is deep.
我们要穿上新人。
We have to wear a new self.
我们一起来念第24节，请，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。穿上是一个动作，跟脱下是一样的。
And like putting on a new self, just like I put off an old self.
这个不是理论，都是行动。
It is an action.
好像戒毒一样，你光讲理论没有用，你就要实际的去这样的做。
Just like get rid of the addiction, You have to act on it.
当我们渴慕真理，我们顺服圣灵，我们就要穿上，那就是实际的去做。
If we seek a truth, we have to pursue it.
但是脱下是穿上的先决条件。
And but to put off the old self is the condition for the putting on new self.
如果我们没有决心去对付罪，我们这一个属灵的军装是穿不上的。
Yeah, we have to make decision. If we don't want to face the sin, and to put it on the armor of truth is not work.
军装，属灵的军装是对付魔鬼的攻击。
And putting on the armor is to face the Satan.
但是新人却是指着内在的改造。
The new self indicating the inside work.
那是指耶稣基督的生命在我们里面发生作用。
That means the work of Christ is happening inside of us.
基督的灵他能够控制也是掌握我们的灵，让我们能够在我们的生活中活出基督来。
And the Spirit can live in our lives and control and guide us.
这里说新人是照着神的形象造的。
And here says the new creation is followed after Jesus' image.
就是在亚当犯罪以前人灵里的那一种洁净的光景。
Just like that the state of man before Adam committed sin.
亚当犯罪了，这一种圣洁就失去了。
And when after Adam committed sin, this purity lost.
但基督钉十字架把这个罪从对人的污染从人的心里除去。
But Christ was nailed on the cross, and this sinwas written off.
所以我们愿意与基督联合，就能够恢复在创世在亚当犯罪以前的仁义跟圣洁。
If you connect with God accepting Christ, and then you will reconnect with this pure self.
这个被称为神新的创造。
And this is called a new creation.
让我们里面的新人能够为主而活。
So our new self in us can live for Christ.
我们是生活在一个虚妄的世界中，所以我们要警醒。
And we have to be alert about this world that we live in.
不要被这个世界的潮流给淹没了。
And don't be covered by the trends of this world.
我们应当追求真理，活在神的话语中。
We have to seek and pursue truth and live in God's word.
每天读神的话。参加主日崇拜，参加主日学查经，参加各样的训练，让我们能够受装备。
Read the word every day, Sunday worship every day, and join Bible studies and Sunday schools.
Join the training.
Trainings.
Yeah. 所以脱去旧人的思想跟行为，穿上新人。
And put off the old selves, the mind, and then behaviors, and becomes a new self.
就是不要效法这个世界，让我们能够顺从圣灵跟查验神的旨意。
Not conform with this world, and then discern the truth of the Holy Spirit.
不要忘记，我们是原本按着神的形象造的，我们失去，现在又重新的得回。
Don't forget that we will be.Created in the God's image, and we lost that, and then now we reconnect with God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢主耶稣为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
Thanks, Lord Christ, and died the cross for our sins.
但主你第三日从死里复活。
But you resurrected the third day.
你赐给我们新的生命。
You give us a new life.
你在我们里面做转换的工作。
You work in us doing the work of transformation.
只要我们肯顺从圣灵，主你就在我们里面重新的创造。
As long as we are willing to allow the Spirit to work in us, and you doing the work of recreation.
叫我们有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And we have to seek the truth and sanctification.
我们相信这样的转变，我们也渴望 这样的转变发生在我们的身上。
And we believe in this transformation, and we're anxious to seek this transformation.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。